You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Wakey, wakey, up and at 'em. Friday, baby. Friday, Jordan.
Yes, Friday. Only one more workday to go until it is the weekend and you can sleep in.
Good morning, Simo.
How are you?
Yeah, feeling good. I mean, the weather's a bit random. What's going on?
Yeah, a bit cloudy, but not too hot, not too cold, just a perfect temperature. Hey, Simo, last night, we are going to open up the Dear Diary with Rachel G from Admin a little bit later on.
We've got so much on the plate today.
I know we've got a big show, but Simo, last night, I got a friend request on Facebook from Rachel G from Admin.
Oh.
So I can confirm, you heard it here first. Breaking news, Rachel G from Admin
exists.
Does have a Facebook.
Oh, nice, yeah.
We know she exists, Simo. She opens a diary, she sits there.
Well, if it's not on Facebook, did it really happen?
Well, I don't know. If it was on Instagram.
Yeah, that's the one.
If it's not on a social media, did it really happen? That should be the question you're asking.
So have you confirmed the Instagram then of Rachel G from Admin?
Oh, yeah, no, that happened ages ago.
Oh, well, then she's all hip and with it then, isn't she?
Exactly.
Sage the Gemini, now and later, Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you. 19 minutes on the way to 8. Talking the deep-seated fears this morning.
Yes, Simo, one of your fears is the little critters that don't have any legs. Snakes.
Snakes, especially where they're not supposed to be. Actually, one of our managers here at Snow FM was up at the transmitter site making sure that we are still all broadcasting fine yesterday and had a bit of a scenario developed with a red-bellied black snake. So it's worth keeping your eyes peeled in the snowies for sure.
He's fine, we should say. He's not injured. Luckily, I think that I heard the snake hit his boot or something like that, so he didn't get bitten.
Well,
but you
say he's fine, but, you know, he was a bit odd before he had the scenario with the snake, so...
I would like to distance myself from Simo's comments if our manager is listening.
Oh, dear. So one of my fears...
But yeah, you're right. He's a bit of a good guy.
regarding the snakes is... I'd heard about this one when I was very little from a cousin, toilet snakes, which is basically the irrational fear that maybe there's a snake somewhere in the toilet where you can't see, or the fact that you even check the toilet for, like, a snake prior to getting down to business.
That wasn't what I thought when you said toilet snakes. I thought you had an irrational fear of snakes going to toilet.
No, so an Australian man's been left terrified spotting a snake in his toilet bowl, not just any snake. It was a brown snake under the toilet lid. Look
That's
at
one
that.
Of the bad ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got a picture there of a stock standard toilet in someone's house.
Hmm.
In the where all the water kind of comes out when you flush it.
Yeah.
Kind of underneath the rim, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Underneath there, you can just see a couple of chunks of the body of the snake, which is obviously trying to cling on up there. I mean, there are nicer places to live than a toilet.
Yeah.
So I don't know why the snake would happen to be there.
Nasty things belong in nasty homes.
A nasty thing. You know what's even more frightening than toilet snakes?
What?
Toilet spiders.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're smaller and they can hide better. I mean, that one. Because that one, you showed me the picture of it there.
Yeah.
It's quite obvious to see that there is an issue with that toilet before you sit down.
Yeah.
You know, if you miss the fact that there is a snake there, get your eyes checked.
So are you checking every time you go?
Oh, I mean, I will now.
You will definitely.
100%.
But previously, have you been checking for spiders and snakes and doing your due diligence underneath the lid?
Look, not going to lie. Previously, no. And I'm shocked I've made it to 23 years.
Absolutely. Me too, but I do check every time.
Well, I will start checking as of today. Mark down the date.
Lunch Money Lewis now. The bills on Snow FM. A bit of focus required for Ariana Grande on Snow FM Breakfast. 5 to 8 on Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota.
And Simo, it's time to win some tickets to the Ridges Christmas Party with this.
Na 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 na.
Yeah, so Simo, I have translated some lyrics of a very famous Christmas song into Japanese and then back into English via the help of an online translator. The lyrics kind of make sense, kind of don't.
Yes.
Okay, I'll read them in a moment. If you can guess at what song it is, give us a call. And we've got 4 tickets to give away. All 4 will be yours.
And these have always been iconic Christmas tracks. So 64572977 to play. And you can stitch up 4 tickets, and that is to the Ridges Christmas Party, 85. $5 per person, two-course dinner, two-hour beverage package, the works, for Friday, the 20th of December. So, ready to take it away, Jordan?
All right, here we go.
All right, go for it.
Last Christmas, my heart was presented to you, but tomorrow it was re-gifted. This year, to save me from crying, I give it to a special person.
Well, I'm intrigued by this one.
Yeah, 64572977. If you know what song that was, it's a very famous Christmas song. Simo, to get us in the Christmassy mood,
right?
You're the singer of the duo here.
Long since retired, definitely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you want to come out of retirement just for today? If I hand you the lyrics, will you give us a bit of a?
Yeah, I can try.
All right, here we go. I think you know what song it is. It's a very famous song.
Okay, right. Last Christmas, my heart was presented to you, but tomorrow it was regifted. This year to save me. No, I've lost it now.
You had it for a line or two.
This year to save me from crying, I give it to a special person. 64572977 at Stitch Up the Win this morning for turning a Japanese Christmas edition. And here is Jai Waitford to help you figure it out on Snow FM at breakfast.
I like what you did there.
Simo and Jordan with you. 8 o'clock news also on the way. Jai Waitford figuring it out this morning on Snow FM at breakfast.
And Simo, in the middle of turning Japanese, we had so many callers who wanted to give this a guess. So apologies to those that we didn't get through.
Yeah.
But the quickest on the telephone we have on the line. Good morning, Kate.
Morning.
Okay, do you want me to read the lyrics again, or do you reckon you know which song it was?
No, I think I know which. Well, if I don't, I'm wrong. But Last Christmas by George Michael.
I mean, technically,
yeah,
it was Wham.
Nah, you got to give that to her. George Michael's in Wham.
George Michael was a singer, yeah, but he had a solo career as well. Do I want to be a Christmas Grinch? No, it's Friday. Kate, congratulations, you've got the tickets.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Beautiful work done by Kate there this morning, and she stitched up a win into Ridge's Christmas party for her in three. It's on Friday, the 20th of December. $85 per person, two-course dinner, Jordan, as well.
Yeah. Nice little win for your Friday.
8 a.m., right, on the way to the workday is absolutely chockers for Friday.
Simo, we've got so much to get through. It is officially business time, of course. We've got Tech Daily on the way, the Wheel of I Won What, and the birthday book. But, Simo, today, November, you and I have both been growing moustaches to help men's health. You can head on over to the Snow FM website or the social media if you're going to check out the pictures and donate. Now, officially, that ends on Sunday, where you shave off the moustache and go back to your normal facial hair.
Right.
However, obviously, we're not here on Sunday. This is our last day that we're going to be doing the show and going to have these moustaches.
Yes.
So I thought, Simo, and I haven't told you about this yet, so right. I hope that you don't hate me for doing this, but I thought that we'd end it with a bang, and it involves, I need people's help from the Snowies. If you can get to our Jindabyne studios within the next half an hour or so, head here, the Jindabyne studios, not the Kuma, that's very important. I have bought online some moustache paint.
Okay.
Simo, I've got green and yellow. These came online from China. I had to pay for express postage, otherwise they would have been here by, like, January. It did say when I was buying them online that they were non-toxic. Now I have these and look at the packaging, and it does say do not apply to the face.
Interesting.
But again, I'm sure that's lost in translation. So if you can get to the Jindabyne Studios here, you'll be able to paint our moustaches. The Jindabyne Studios, we're located right next to the Banjo Patterson Inn, right opposite the Bolo. Simo, you don't look thrilled about this. But if you can head here, you'll be able to paint our moustaches live on the show this morning. Also got a couple of Macca's vouchers to give away too.
Can't wait for that, Jordan. Can I have the yellow one? It'll suit me.
Yeah, do you want the yellow or green?
I'll go yellow.
All right, there you go, done.
Coldplay, Orphans, Snow FM.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I Won What.
Spinning around for your Friday win, the Wheel of I Won What, thanks to McDonald's.
Yes, Simo, we had loads of calls, so apologies again to those who we didn't get through, but the fastest was Noisy. Good morning.
How you going, boys?
We're going spectacularly well, Noisy. Did you have a little one in the back there singing some Christmas carols before or something?
I sure did, mate. It's Christmas time, so that's what they sing in the morning, because it's happy days.
Brilliant.
Hey, Noisy, what's your favourite Christmas carol to sing?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I mean, I've got to ask, can you give us a few lines of it this morning?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. Woo-hoo! Like a light bulb.
I think that's just made the wheels spin.
Lovely.
What do we got for him this morning? Let's unpack this one. Oh, this looks pretty cool.
Nosy, congratulations. You won a lunch voucher to the Berridale Inn, valid until the end of January.
No worries.
Does that sound good? Do you enjoy having a spot of lunch?
Sure do, mate. Yeah, I'd love to get down there for a beer and a bit of lunch evening and then take the kids over for a play in the park. So.
Beautiful. And Noisy, I wonder if I just dreamt this. Is one of your kids' names Ragnar?
Yes, mate, yep.
How friggin' cool is that, Jordan?
And also, slightly creepy that you remembered.
Also, boys, I've got them both here this morning. We're right behind you at the banjo. We'll come up and paint your moustaches for you.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, it's on!
Fantastic!
Morning, boys. How we doing?
Say, how you going, boys?
We'll see you in a minute.
I'm going to paint your moustache.
Fantastic. We'll see you up here in the studio in a minute. You can paint our moustaches. It's all thanks to Movember. Thank you for giving us a call this morning, Noisy.
No worries, mate. Too easy.
Up All Night, Khalid's new one on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
Yeah, with a lot of other people in the studio. It's a bit chaos here this morning, but it's fantastic. We've had a couple of people come in to paint our Movember moustaches.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hello and introduce yourself?
Hello.
So you've got, is it Top? I've got Topper, you've got Tor.
Yes, is that right?
Topper, how are you, mate? You going well?
Yeah.
Yeah, stay over here, buddy, and right in here. Now, what have you got in your hand there? What is it?
Green paint.
Green paint, mate. So what are you going to do with that?
Paint mustaches.
Oh, he's painting mustaches, apparently. Jordan, this was your idea.
I know, this was my idea. And I've got some yellow paint over here, and you are going to paint my mustache yellow. Have you ever painted a mustache before?
All right,
so we got news now. We're going to get the painting going.
Yeah.
The news, and then when we come back, you will have a beautiful green moustache. I will have a beautiful yellow moustache.
Tor, get him. Get him now. Get him with go for it, quickly. Get him.
Hang on. I have to take the lid
Topper,
off first.
Topper, go for me. Topper, yep. Hit there me up go. With the green paint. There you go. Go for it, buddy.
Go for it. There it is. This is a live paint.
He's got it all.
I can feel.
All right, there you go. Yeah. How's it look? Topper, does that look good?
That's it. Does it look good? Get all over him. Go everywhere.
What do you think, Topper?
Simo, how do I look?
Avicii, Addicted to You, Snow FM, breakfast thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota. It's Simo and Jordan, plus a couple of others.
Yeah, and Simo, someone who is very influential in your life is on the line. Do you want to introduce them?
Absolutely. It's my past drama teacher, Mr. Matthew Braid. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Simon. Lovely, lovely to be on morning radio. It's been one of my dreams forever. Shame it's taken this long to get there.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Braid. Can you give us any insight into what a young Simo was like back in the day?
When I was really surprised when I had a message from him. He was an outstanding drama student, very talented. There was also a touch of arrogance about him. He the sort of kid that thought, yeah, I don't need to learn my lines, we'll leave it all for last minute, which he did. He ended up getting full marks for his Year 12 drama performance, and I think a lot of that had to do with the fact I gave him a huge spray the day before. So, yeah,
I absolutely
he was a good kid.
What was your Year 12 drama performance? Can you remember what it was, Simo?
The Bald Prima Donna.
Oh, can you give us a few lines from that? Or can you not remember them now?
I just remember that I had a smoking pipe throughout the... And whenever I couldn't remember something, I'd kind of walk off and smoke a bit of more of the pipe.
And ironically, in my Year 12 production, I actually played the same character. So
yeah.
There you go.
There was the pressure on, and the pressure's on this morning. Mr. Braid back in action, and we have a work experience kid with us this morning, Jordan, which is like, you know, I've taken on the next generation of educating. Yeah. So, Sienna, good morning to you.
Hang on. Sorry, Simo said that he's taken on the next generation of education, but he's forgotten to turn your microphone on.
And Sienna, so what have you got prepared for this morning?
A piece from Gladiator.
All right, sweet. So, Mr. Brown, you're a fan of Gladiator?
Oh, huge fan. I really feel sorry for this girl.
All right, it's retrospective homework. Mr. Braid's going to give her a drama grade.
Suddenly, once and for all, who is the smartest around here? Study hard and you will be rewarded. Fail to do so and the consequences may be severe.
It's your time to shine, Sienna. Well, here we go.
I don't think there's ever been a gladiator to match you.
As for this young man, he insists you are Hector reborn.
What's it, Hercules?
Why doesn't the hero reveal himself and tell us all your real name? Do you have a name?
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Oh, yes, there it is!
Fantastic. I mean, Russell Crowe, he's got nothing on you.
Yeah. How did you go, Mr. Braid?
Oh, sorry, one of my colleagues has just woken me up. Drama's all about truth and delivering the truth.
And she was fantastic.
That was a bare pass. I'd probably, it'd be a C to C plus.
A C plus? Ooh. How do you feel about that, Sienna?
She sort of got the giggles at the start, which lost me a bit.
Ooh.
Being a dramatic scene, I wanted her to be in the moment a little bit more than that. But, you know, she probably had a few distractions around her.
Big time.
Yeah, well, she had me and her distracting her, but it's, you know, I reckon that was a pretty good one.
It definitely wasn't a fail. I think there's room for improvement. If I'm going to be an honest educator, I mean, you can't just give everyone A's, can you?
It's the end of the year. I would.
Yeah. Look, so you're going to maybe... So what was C plus, did you decide?
Oh, I'd say C plus.
C plus.
All right, well, from me and Simo Sienna, you're going to get an A from us.
There you go. Are you
fantastic?
Not entertained?
Turn it up!
And we are just about all done, Jordan. Snow FM at breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota, back on Monday.
Yes, Simo, we've got High School Hit Splits next. We'll be back on Monday at 6 a.m. But now, as we finish off, it's time to look back at the week that was.
Dear Diary, under a month to go until Christmas, where does all the time go? This week, Simo and Jordan have been showing work experience school kid Sienna the ropes of how to do a radio show. They started by regaling stories about their own work experience.
We rocked up on Monday at 9 o'clock. It was the first job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, got the lecture saying, oh, you know, we won't just make you do all the crap jobs. We'll get you involved in the work so you're not just there kind of making cups of tea and stuff like that. I would have preferred to just make cups of tea.
Yeah, that would...
Seriously.
What, did you do some paving, maybe?
No, my first job... It took me about 4 hours, was to clean up a massive pile, and there's no other way of saying this, just a massive pile of rubbish that had been left there from another tradie from last week.
Then it was Sienna's turn to wow Simo's old music teacher, Mr. Day, with her music skills. But it turned out she may have not chosen the best instrument.
Oh, I'm not a huge fan of the recorder, I must admit. I prefer the wooden ones. They catch a lot quicker.
Okay. Mr. Day, we've got Sienna and her recorder in here. She's ready to play. She's nervous. Let's just do this again. And can you just say that you love the recorder? No, apparently we can't. Okay.
Nevertheless, it was time for Sienna to take the stage. And boy, did she impress.
Sienna nailed it.
That was epic.
Oh, dear. Mr. Day, where does she stand? Is that a win?
Well, that's the best version of Old MacDonald Had a Farm I've heard all day today.
Elsewhere, Jordan decided to have a look at what's in Simo's car. I think he regretted it.
I can already see through the window of the boot.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It's very full in there.
Good luck.
If I open the boot, will everything just fall out?
If you open up the hatch, mate, half a chance you're going to get swallowed by the car. Good luck.
All right, here we go. The boot is slowly opening. Nothing has fallen out. Mm. All right. Okay, Simo, I'm in the boot. I don't even know where to start. You've got a bright pink case.
Yes.
Oh, I've just seen the underwear. Okay, I'm leaving the booth. That's disgusting.
Discuss silent discos.
And like, if you don't know what silent disco is, everyone's got headphones on and then they've got 3 or 4 channels so you can kind of flick between the music.
Yeah.
But only you can hear the music and it's not like everyone else can.
That's right.
So if you're just walking past, you've just seen a group of maybe 50 strangers with headphones on, dancing and just jumping around like crazy. It's a very weird specimen.
It's really good when they start singing as well.
Oh, yeah. It was at that moment I was walking past the silent disco. I thought, you know what? If aliens land now and ask, what's this happening here?
Yeah.
What's going on? I probably wouldn't be able to explain.
Simo got mildly surprised by the gift of some poultry.
They've given them a chicken.
And did some butt sunning.
It's an Instagram influencer has gone viral overnight. Metaphysics Megan is her name.
Mm.
She claims that butt sunning improves your well-being.
Okay.
Now, what is butt sunning, I hear you ask?
What is it?
Well, I mean, there's a picture here, and the picture is not something you want to see while you're eating your breakfast. It is her lying completely naked outside on her back with her legs in the air.
Yep.
And her buttocks facing the sun.
Right. Well, I guess you wouldn't need to do this.
What are you trying to say?
Because the sun shines out of yours.
Whoa.
If you see Simo and Jordan butt sunning around the snowies this weekend, I can only apologise. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.